Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's Wednesday, the 8th of August, 2012. This is my audio blog. I've been listening with great interest to Paul Omani's audio booze from his visit to Remy Martin. Yes, while he was on holiday, he popped in and had a tour and a tasting and then some reflections afterwards. So, good stuff. I'm very glad that that Paul was not taken in by the talk of explosion risk in the cognac cellars. So he was told by the guide, and we had this recording. He recorded the guide telling him that for his own safety and for the safety of the people on the tour, they weren't allowed to take photographs in the cellar because there's a risk that they might ignite the alcohol vapors and cause an explosion. And Paul was not taken in by that, although he went along with it verbally, but no, he wasn't taken in his reflection afterwards. I think it's all about about protecting themselves, not about protecting the individuals. I think it's all about for a start, they make money by getting people to come and do tours, don't they? So they charge you an entry fee, they take you around, and then they give you some very small samples to taste at the end. So they probably make money out of that process. And what they would make even more money on is that you then buy some stuff from their shop while you're there, and because obviously they're selling it direct to you, then their profit on the stuff they sell you is going to be much better than the profit that they make when they sell it to a supermarket, because obviously the supermarket will be paying a lot less than you would pay. So it's a money-making operation, but it relies upon people going and doing the tour. So if you take photographs, and if you record the audio, and if you record a video of the tour and post it online, then I'm sure they believe that they would then suffer in terms of getting people through the door to go on their tours and make money out of them. So they're protecting that commercial interest, I think. And I also think maybe they are trying to protect their own commercial intellectual property. That if somebody from a rival cognac maker or distillery, whatever, was to come on a tour and bring a camera, that they would take valuable information about the process that they undertake at Remy Martin. So maybe a little bit of trying to keep a lid on corporate on their intellectual property for corporate espionage type purposes. So, but clearly they weren't clever enough to prevent Paul from recording audio booze of the tour, or at least the bits of the tour. So interesting. Now, so the thought process that takes me on is, well, is that really wise? Because what Paul has done is educate all of us people that listen to those boos, that series of boos. And if you are interested to hear those series of boos and you've not heard them, be warned, there's four episodes to that series, and some of the episodes are 20 minutes long. And so, you want to devote, you're going to need to devote an hour of listening time. If you want to concentrate on the most, I would say the most value in those boos is in the third instalment, which Paul titled something along the lines of "What I Learned at Remy Martin." That was very, very, very high value. And then I think the fourth one was talking about the bottle shape, and I think that's got value in it too. The first two are, for me, they're supporting information. So if you listen to the third one and you're interested, then you might want to listen to the rest of them to get that supporting context. But yeah, it certainly got me thinking. You know, Paul has gone in there, he's recorded some stuff, and he's published it to Audioboo. And the people that hear it on Audioboo, some of them are going to be intrigued about Remy Martin. Some of them are going to go down to their supermarket or off license and go and buy a bottle of Remy Martin purely because their interest has been piqued by hearing Paul Armani talking about it. So far from, you know, being a bad thing, Paul Armani going in and making a recording and talking about it is actually, you know, he's evangelising the brand, and he's doing them a service. So I wonder whether Remy Martin are actually missing a trick here, whether they should have an evangelist using these media, whether it's Audioboo or whether it's YouTube or podcasting, or but using these media to spread the word about Remy Martin. Maybe Remy Martin could be the distinctive cognac maker that embraces new technology to market themselves in new and interesting ways. If they are to do that, then maybe they do want to try and ensure that that their message is controlled, that the way that they are represented is controlled. So maybe they want to have an official Audioboo tour that they send out there that will raise people's interest in Remy Martin. Maybe they'll have an official a YouTube channel where they will carefully create videos, that maybe someone like Greg McQueen would make videos like that, that would showcase Remy Martin. And maybe indeed they are doing that. So in that context, maybe they want to make sure that there are not lower quality and less positive reflections of audio and video media, social media being shared. So that might be a reason why they should try and make sure that people don't take photographs and record things while they're doing the Remy Martin tour. But I don't know. It feels to me like another one of these business models which is just trying to defend itself against the internet and things, people giving things away for free, and rather than embracing the internet and using it to spread the word and spread the brand loyalty for Remy Martin. You know, next time I go into a supermarket and buy a bottle of cognac for a friend or a family or a relation or whatever, I'm probably going to pick Remy Martin because of what I've heard. So there we are, there's some thoughts, and thank you very much again to Paul Armani for doing those recordings and especially for his reflections. Fantastic. Toodle-boo.